If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
My fear, honestly, yeah. Number one, spiders.
It's true.
Number two, that somehow Drunksmith doesn't happen. No. Hello, everybody, and welcome to this week's edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Alex Albrecht.
I'm Allison Hayslip, and I don't like the way that you said Alex Albrecht because it made it sound like it was the end of the title of the podcast.
No, I said Allison and Alex.
I know, but then I'm Alex Albrecht.
Allison Albrecht.
End of discussion. Anyway. Since we're starting off that way.
I love it. Drunksmith.
For the next 30-ish minutes, Alex and I are going to discuss things we found were, I don't know, relatively amusing.
Yes.
Somewhat fascinating.
Mildly interesting.
Slightly interesting. I went slightly.
That's good.
And we're going to have a drink while we do it.
I love it.
Or two or three.
With us as always as the master of knobs.
That
super
sounds like
volcano, super volcano Krajewski.
I mean, we make him sound more and more like a porn star
every week,
every episode.
My Catholic parents love that.
Oh my God! I hope your parents listen to this show. I hope my parents don't listen to this show.
Really?
I don't know.
What do you say?
I mean, I don't say anything terribly awful, but still.
You've had some moments.
I've had some moments.
I just don't feel like I need my parents to listen to me talk about sex dolls.
I don't think anybody's parents need to hear them.
Oh my gosh, you know who I found out this week listens to this podcast?
I thought you said had sex dolls.
Oh my gosh, no.
But also,
this is this podcast?
Yeah.
My friend of 20 years, Cheryl Sullivan, we went to, wait for it, space camp together.
What?
Yes.
And we talk about so much awesome space stuff.
She texted me the other night, and she was drunk, she admitted. And then she's like, good. You don't understand.
Shame.
My job is so serious that your podcast makes me laugh. She's like, it's the much needed levity in my life.
That's amazing.
And then she said that she is super popular at math.
Yeah, she is.
So Cheryl.
True blue
Cheryl,
fan.
This one's for you.
Hi.
True Hi, Cheryl.
Fan. Hi, Cheryl.
Hi, Cheryl.
This story goes out to you.
Yeah.
That's fantastic. Little bit of news.
Little bit of news
on the wifey front.
Ooh, we like the wifey.
I don't know how many people here who listen to our show also watch NCIS.
You mean the most watched
television show on the planet.
AKA, I was on it.
AKA, Allison Hayslip. Wow.
Yeah, I hope you all watched me die on NCIS last season.
Boom. I actually saw that, I think. Yeah.
I died in Mark Harmon's arms.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Whoa.
Greatest death scene ever.
He died in summer school's arms?
Yeah. That's every 80s girl's dream.
Yep. He was amazing.
Well, Heather Stewart, my lovely and talented wife, had a one of her original songs on the show.
That is incredible.
And it was the end montage, super powerful,
it's like the powerful
at
song.
Music, the powerful song over dumping somebody's ashes, and then also Gibbs putting his hand on his child's like hand.
No!
I mean, it was like perfect.
Oh, that just gave me chills hearing about it.
They featured the song so well.
Yeah. Oh,
it was fantastic.
Clearly,
is the clip online anywhere?
It is. Her friend actually recorded on her phone the end of the thing. I don't know if it's... I'll find out for you, It's awesome.
And the name of the song is?
If I Can't Take You With Me.
If I Can't Take You With Me.
If I Can't Take You With Me, then I just
won't go. That's like breaking my heart already.
When you see it, they edited it so well with the song
where
you're like, wow. It's
perfect. And she had a song on, do you remember Men in Trees?
Nope.
It was Anne Heche, goes to Alaska, gets trapped in Alaska. She's a writer.
You know,
and then she falls
is it a
in
TV
love.
Show?
It was a TV show on ABC.
Oh.
It was like maybe 4 years ago, 5 years ago?
Men in Trees?
Men in Trees, because the whole thing was caution. Like, she goes to Alaska, and there's a big sign that says, caution, men in trees, because
like,
there were people cutting.
This show sounds
Let's
terrible,
name the show
and that's probably
after
why
it.
It's not on anymore.
Well, the funny thing is, it was actually really good.
Was it?
Yeah, and I kind of got into watching it. I mean, yeah.
Did Heather have a song on that, too?
Heather
that
had a song on that, which we were all super jazzed about. And literally was like, this is going to be so great. And it was like playing on a radio in the background during an argument at a dinner table.
Mm.
And
so
it was like
featured.
So disappointing. It was like, oh, that was like, come on.
So
but
NCIS
still cool. But
was
NCIS
amazing.
Is
it was
fantastic.
That's
got
to be so cool.
It was, I mean, I don't, I can't, it was fucking cool for me.
Yeah.
And I wasn't, I mean, I'm sort of like tacitly associated
yeah, you're like,
with
I'm
that
just
song.
Married to the woman who created
yeah,
it.
Yeah. But it was great. And then the other thing that's really crazy is, as we were driving, because we went over to Tom and Jen's because they have massive TV.
Oh,
so
nice.
We watched it over at Tom and Jen's.
It's only 106 inches.
Oh,
yeah, whatever.
My gosh. What?
It's basically porn TV.
Yeah.
It's Black Hawk Down. So we went. So as we were driving over at right around, because it was at the very end, it was like literally the last thing leading into the credits.
Right.
Of the thing.
Yep.
At 5:59, yeah. All of a sudden, her social media started blowing up with people who had never
who
heard
had
of her before.
Watched it on the East Coast.
Watched it on the East Coast and Shazammed the song because they thought it was so powerful.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes. Yeah.
Awesome.
And people were calling, like, people were connecting up with Heather that were like, this song was so perfect and it was so moving.
Oh,
and you've
wow.
got a new fan for life. I mean, it was crazy. And it was just
how
constant
cool.
blowing up. Yeah. It was,
that's amazing.
It was amazing. Yeah.
I love this story.
It was so cool. And there's a video online, which is actually really funny because
yeah.
it's shot. She was sitting on that couch.
Mm-hmm.
I was sitting over there
when
playing
Alex
djembe.
Says on that couch, he's pointing to the couch that I'm currently sitting on.
In the current garage that we are sitting
yes.
on now.
Since so none of you listening can hear this.
Yeah, so if you saw NCIS and love that song but wanted to know more about it, if you just search for If I Can't Take You With Me and Heather Stewart, there's a YouTube video of me and Heather playing it live
Ooh.
Right here on the couch. I'm playing djembe, the
yeah.
African drum,
yeah.
and backup singing for Heather.
Oh, my gosh. And I think it's important to point out that Heather's last name is not Albrecht.
No, it's Stewart.
Yeah. So don't search Heather
by
Albrecht.
Choice. Yeah, no.
Yeah,
Although,
choice.
Actually, yeah, but very much by choice.
Thank you for not forcing her to take your last name.
I mean, we had some talks about
yeah.
it. So I'm going to actually look up Heather Albrecht and see if something... I bet you there's so many things come up.
Probably something random.
Mm.
Nothing?
Mm-mm.
Is it me that comes up?
That would be amazing. Alex Albrecht's wife, Allison Hayslip, I'd be like, what?
And their son, Tom.
And their son, Tom Krajewski. Their son, Super Volcano.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
No, somebody shows up that isn't at all Heather. Anyway, so long story longer.
Download it, go to her site.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Shazam.
That's so awesome.
Yeah, it was super cool. It was super cool. I hope it's the first of many.
Yeah.
We're very happy.
I have a little bit of news that I have to get out there.
I love it.
News.
Con Man came out this week.
Yeah.
It came out
yes.
this week?
Yes, it sure did.
Oh, amazing. Congratulations.
Now, of course, I'm going to be out of town this weekend, so we're recording this podcast early once again, so I don't know how the reaction has been yet, because it literally has just come out. I don't know how many views we've had or anything
yeah, yeah.
like that, but it has come out. People seem to be very excited about
it. Where do I get
Go
my face
Vimeo.
On it?
Go to Vimeo. Vimeo.com
/on demand/con man.
Check it out. They're releasing it in segments. So I think right now the first four, they're releasing it as 10-minute episodes. So the first four 10-minute episodes are out right now.
So the first 40 minutes are out.
Yes.
And then there's a follow-up 40 minutes?
No,
or is it
then
multiple?
Then for the next 3 weeks, it will be 30-minute installments. So three 10-minute installments.
Awesome.
I don't pop up until, I believe the way that this is broken down, I don't pop up until October 14th.
Okay.
But then I will be in most of it from then on.
Got it.
So
how many episodes, how many 10-minute episodes did they do? 9?
13. Yeah. It was originally supposed to be 12, but then when they were editing it, they realized they had extra footage, and instead of cutting it because they don't have to
yeah.
adhere to
yeah, right.
network
yeah.
rules, they were like, fuck it, we'll just make the first. So it should have been that it should have been three episode
yep.
installments,
mm-hmm.
and instead the first one is four.
So it's 4-3-3.
4-3-3-3.
4-3-3-3.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's awesome.
1-1-2-1. 1-2-1-1.
1-3-3-7.
Do you know what movie I'm quoting right now?
Which?
1 and 1 and 2 and 1. 1 and 2 and 1 and 1. Clue, the greatest movie. ever
that's
made.
Weird. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So I didn't anyway, get that reference, but yeah. I love Clue.
So, do you die in summer school?
4-3-3-3 is how it goes.
4-3-3-3. Interesting Vimeo choice. I'm excited to see how that goes.
Yeah, it's behind a paywall, so you have to pay for a season pass.
Oh, but
it's about $15 for a season pass.
But if you donated to the Kickstarter, got it. You, right. I forgot that it was.
But those people got it early too. They got the first four installments on Monday. They got it a couple days earlier than everyone else.
Yeah. Dude, I'm telling you, there's a lot of really cool disruptive stuff that people are doing. And by the way, oh my God, did I tell you guys about Mad Dogs? I talked to you about that.
No.
Did you remember the Amazon pilots that came out?
Oh,
like
yeah.
Man on High Castle?
Nope.
Okay, well, Amazon, one of the things they do is they do these pilot programs where basically...
Oh, right. They release the pilots and then
people
let people choose.
Yeah, exactly. Well, one of them is a show called Mad Dogs, mm-hmm. which I didn't... Like, I saw the thumbnail. I kind of was like, eh, whatever. And then my friends were like, oh, no, you didn't see Mad Dogs. You got to see Mad Dogs. So Heather and I watched the pilot.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It is hysterical.
Oh, okay.
It's like The Hangover meets Very Bad Things.
Ooh.
It's like four. So the concept is four 40 something dudes go to Belize for a vacation.
Random.
To see their friend, who's the fifth of the 40 something year olds.
Got it.
Who went to Belize, formed a company, sold it for millions, and is now rocking this crazy fucking pad
lifestyle.
In Belize.
Yeah.
Billy Zane plays the guy in Belize.
Oh my gosh. Of course he does.
The Phantom.
No smoking in the skull cave.
That's so sad that we know that.
I know, right? It's my favorite part of The Phantom. When they get there, it turns out clearly he did some shady fucking shit to get his company sold.
Oh, nice.
And it just goes off the fucking rails.
Nice.
But it's Steve Zahn.
Oh, wow.
Michael Imperioli. I know
great
this,
cast.
This is so horrible that I'm going to say the black dude from 40-Year-Old Virgin, but you know, but when I say that, you know that guy who's a fucking money actor.
Yep.
And then this British guy named Ben Chapman, I think his name is?
Ben Kingsley?
No, Ben Chapman.
Okay.
I'd never heard of him. Heather knew him from something, but anyway.
Check it out.
It is, oh yeah.
All right.
It is fucking
check out Con
hysterical.
Man first.
Con Man first.
I totally agree, but what I'm saying is
and
totally
then go watch Mad Dogs.
All right.
While listening to Heather Stewart's song.
Yes.
Emails. Now, these are
check,
not
check
these
the
are not,
emails. Check,
these are not
check.
Prepped.
Uh-oh. Of course they're not.
You know how this always turns out.
Well, I have to read this one because I feel like he's been in the sin bin for long enough.
Okay,
oh, God.
Yeah.
Is this Victor?
This is Victor's apology email.
Ooh. Oh, my gosh.
Are you ready?
I'm concerned that you're reading this without having read it first.
Dear Mr. Albrecht,
okay.
Miss Hayslip,
all right.
And Super Volcano, a.k.a. Mr. Krajewski.
Thank you. Thank you, sir.
Alex, I'm going to need you to read this with the feelings. Ms. Hayslip,
yes.
There's something I need to say to you,
okay.
And that is, I'm sorry.
Aww.
I'm sorry I have impinged on your honor during a previous episode. My lecherous suggestions that someone as honorable and virtuous as yourself would ever participate in such debauchery was both reckless and incongruous.
Someone is using their SAT words.
I know. And unfortunately, I'm the one who has to read them because they're not going to.
Please mispronounce
recreation.
Something again.
My only recreations.
Yes.
Yeah. My only hope is that you find it in your merciful and benevolent heart to forgive my
I don't have a heart like
my
yeah,
impudence.
I was gonna say that.
And also, come on.
Oh my gosh.
I was only joking about you starring role in Backdoor for Science. I mean, we'll see how the auditions go.
Oh my gosh.
But I
he was doing so well.
But I just can't hand out parts like that. You're in the biz, you'll get it. But in all honesty, I'm sorry I offended you. Wait for Allison's reaction is in parens.
Allison is safe,
right.
Keeping her mouth shut.
All right. I hope
continue.
Allison and I are best friends again.
To seal the deal,
I've attached
I don't know.
A picture of me holding an adorable baby alligator.
What? Oh, my gosh.
So this is Victor.
I'm so excited. Show me.
Yeah.
Show me.
I like this
show
guy.
Me, show me,
Victor,
show
me. I'm trying.
I
hold
get
on.
This
show me.
I'm trying. Fucking Google.
Alex.
That's him holding an adorable little baby alligator.
Oh, my God. That's so adorable. That's the most adorable little baby alligator I've ever seen.
You're totally forgiven.
We'll see.
Tell next
we'll see how this goes.
Damn it, Victor. You know the way to my heart.
I went to New Orleans the other week.
I'm going to New Orleans this weekend. That's why we can't record the podcast.
And I went to a swamp tour in the pouring rain. So go on a swamp tour.
I'll go on a swamp tour. Can I hold a baby alligator?
Find the same alligator and get your picture.
Oh. I'll be like, alligator, are you the one that Victor held?
I saw the first off. He said, "Yeah." He's like, "What? Yeah." You're like, "Why do you talk so manly, you little baby alligator?"
Baby alligator, you were so much more adorable until you opened your mouth.
Oh, sorry. So he said, "Oh, I saw that you got a wine cooler and several boxes of wine."
Yeah, we did.
From Robert Gomez.
By the way, it's not a wine cooler. A wine cooler sounds like cheap wine. Yeah. It's a wine
fridge. It's a wine fridge.
It's way classier.
Way classier.
Yeah.
And several boxes of wine for Drunksmiths. Yeah. I mean, I guess that gift is almost as good as the official Drunksmiths song.
Oh, yeah. That's the one Victor sent us,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
We will sing that during Drunksmiths.
We haven't done it. Yeah, we almost started and you were like, save it.
No, let's save it.
We got to remember
Although
that.
Although now I'm slightly concerned because we actually haven't read through the whole thing. Maybe we should beforehand.
We'll pre-screen that one.
Yeah.
Is the plan to drink 12 bottles of wine that day? If
no.
So, I got to say that drinking 4 bottles of wine each might be dangerous. You think?
What? Yeah.
To help save your lives, I would offer you my assistance. Okay. I can join you in Alex's garage for Drunksmiths. We can sing the song, tell stories, and drink more manageable 3 bottles of wine each. It would be my honor to assist in a great adventure. Let me know what you think. Love you guys and girl, Victor.
It All right, is an
Victor,
adventure
that's
here.
Fine. You are off probation. Thank you.
Done.
Don't try me, though.
Yeah, you are on double secret probation.
Yes.
Or super secret probation.
I will say that my plan for Drunksmiths, we'll see if this happens, is to do 1 drink per episode.
Yeah.
So that's 12 drinks over 9-ish plus hours.
I mean, then that's going to be fucked up.
I'm hoping I won't be vomiting.
Yeah, but here's the problem.
What?
Saying, I'm only going to have 1 drink this hour
right.
is easy when you start. You're like, I mean, I really want more wine and I feel totally fine. So
right.
I guess I'll maybe have 2 or 3 this first hour and
right.
then you are fucked.
I know. So we have to really watch each other and we have
to order. I mean, look, we barely even started and I'm going to pour myself a second glass of wine here.
Yeah, I know. You should.
Thank you, Robert. This is Shatter from
Oh, yeah, we broke into Robert's collection already.
Well,
don't tell him.
Okay.
It's all for Drunksmiths. Yeah.
Well, we were just testing to make sure it was safe.
Yeah. We're drinking Robert's first bottle of wine. We are also ordering a fuck ton of Postmates.
By the way,
what?
I started Postmates.
No,
I Postmate Chick-fil-A.
You did?
The other day.
But you already told us you Postmated a chocolate pie.
Yeah, and then I was like, fuck it, I'm Postmating some Chick-fil-A.
All right, that's hilarious.
It worked. Okay.
Amazing. All right, any other emails or should we get into stories?
We do have a lot of other emails.
Well, any other emails that you want to read?
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, some emails.
Fleshlight one?
Oh, good Lord. Yeah, read it.
All right, here we go. Well, this is from Ron Buckley.
Reason number 268. I hope my parents aren't listening
Oh,
to this.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
I got to read it now. I said this guy's name. I have
his
a fleshlight.
What's his name?
Ron Buckman. I have a fleshlight. It's okay.
It's okay.
The mess is usually not worth the hassle. Just
oh,
thought I'd
yeah.
share. Eyeball paper cuts.
Oh, God. No. Fuck.
Oh, that is the most amazing email. So concise and horrible.
That. How the fuck do you clean a fleshlight?
I don't know.
Do you soak it?
Do you send it away to be cleaned?
Yeah.
Like, is there dry cleaning?
Dry cleaning
can
service?
You invert it? Can you like turn it inside out to clean it and then you flip it back in?
I think that just becomes a dildo.
Yeah. That would be really clever.
By the way, I'm just going to say this.
What?
I was flipping through the TV the other night.
Oh, no.
And they on Real Sex, because you know how they have, or Sex On, I don't know, some weird sex Cinemax thing.
Sure.
But I was flipping through. But they showed this thing that looked like the fleshlight.
Okay.
But the crazy thing is, it's like virtual sex. So what you do is, right? So there's a guy side, which like goes on your pain.
Yeah.
Plugs into USB.
What?
Wait for it.
What if
there's
you electrocute your pain?
There's a girl side, which is a dildo, plugs into USB.
So
everything that happens to the dildo is then replicated on the peen.
Oh.
So you can actually have sex with your partner over long distances via Skype.
What if you electrocute your private parts?
Yeah.
First off, that should be the worry of every one of these things. You're like,
is this a real thing? Or is this just made for the TV show?
No, it's a real thing. I can't remember what it's called, but it was like,
oh, this wasn't like a fictional show you were watching.
No. This was like a sex show. Like, this is a thing you can do.
Oh, that's fascinating.
Isn't that interesting? Because I was like, because that gets rid of the whole, like, you know, weird sex robot, like, feeling intimate with another thing.
I agree.
And turns into, my lady's not here, my guy's not here, how do we make that happen?
But I know what her vagina's feeling like.
On the other USB, dick.
Whoa. That's clever. All right, I'm for that.
All right.
I accept that. Mm. There we go. It's-
I think the scientists are happy.
Good job, science.
Good job, science.
You won on that one.
Yeah, the peen recreator is amazing.
Peen recreator.
I'm just going to do this one because it's probably quick. Birthday thanks.
Oh.
Dear Tom.
Oh.
Just for Tom.
Yes.
A.
And the holograms.
Is son. No L's.
Oh, A is son?
A is son.
No L's.
No L's.
He didn't want to get
Alex.
It wrong.
He didn't want to get it wrong. So it's A hyphen is son.
Nice.
And Alex. Thanks for singing happy birthday to me the other day. This episode posted on my birthday.
That was
like
amazing.
We would have forgotten.
So
his
I
birthday.
Choose to believe. Come on, it's Mike.
Yeah.
We knew it was your birthday. Mike, come on.
Hey, Mike.
I choose to believe you were singing me to me in particular. I love the podcast, but fear your livers and brain cells when Drunksmith arrives. Everybody
we do
does.
Too. We do too.
It does.
Mike.
The word's getting out. This
Dude, that's what Cheryl, my friend from Space Camp, said. She was like, I can't wait for Drunksmith. I was like, oh shit. Even my friends are excited for this.
Yeah. No, we have
it seems to have developed a strong defense, so I should probably shut up.
Yep.
Allison's Shut Up Tom clip is definitely needs to be a ringtone. Internet's get to work.
A couple people told me that was hysterical. when Tom started talking about stuff he wasn't supposed to talk about.
Shut up, Tom!
Stop!
And now older fan, Mike. Thank you, Mike. And happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Mike.
That was for you. Your birthday. All right.
Let's go to articles.
Let's get into some articles.
Let's go stories. Let's talk about science-y stuff.
Yeah.
You know what? Funny you should say that.
Okay.
Mrs. Science.
This is
maybe Dr. Science.
I'm a doctor of science.
Ms. Dr. Science.
I'm a Ms. Dr.
PHL.
Science.
PHL.
PHL.
The L stands for
lady.
Lady.
I'm a doctor of ladies.
You're a doctor of ladies.
maybe you are. I'm single.
NASA scientists find evidence of flowing water on Mars.
Yeah. This is a big deal.
This is
water on Mars.
This is, by the way, oh fucking official.
Oh, and I thought you were going to say O-M-G.
Yeah, O-F-O. O
There's not another
fischl.
O in official.
O-F-F, O fucking fischl.
That's off.
Everything's
this
off
is
with
fucking
this.
Off.
It's on. It's on.
But it's on.
Because
water on Mars
official.
Is
water
on
Mars. So there's fucking water on Mars, people.
So what does this mean? Alex.
It means there's water on Mars.
But it means there's life somewhere.
It means that the Matt Damon movie is not going to be quite as good
because now
he could have gotten water. Because
he'll be like, well, there's no water here. And we'll be like, oh, God.
Wait a minute.
Check your facts, Martian.
Yeah.
So this is what it means. It means, A, there is a possibility that there may be life on Mars.
Correct.
A possibility because one of the things that we're like, we're pretty sure that you need to have at least water in order for life to happen.
We found water. In order for our life
right,
to happen.
Right, in order for what we know about life to happen.
Yeah.
Right?
I'm learning.
Okay, learn more, my friend.
Oh.
The other thing that's most amazing about it is when you have H2O, you have oxygen.
And O.
Oh.
Oh.
H-O.
Nope, okay.
Which means we can get there.
Yeah,
and we can derive oxygen out of the water.
Yep.
So Matt Damon can live.
Matt Damon can live.
Bring him home, people. Or don't,
really?
Because guess what? He can fucking live on Mars now.
Yeah.
How do you turn water into air, Alex?
It's
way easier than water into wine.
Yeah,
really? Jesus.
Yeah, Jesus was like,
hey,
what do you want? Air? We have all the fucking air we need. We're not on Mars.
You turn water into air by, wait, they actually do this in the Martian. Yeah, you basically
boil it, turns into
and
steam.
It breaks up the atoms.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
And
at
it becomes hydrogen and oxygen atoms.
Yeah.
It's not just boiling it. It's getting
no,
it
you
to
have
a certain
to capture
temperature.
The,
yeah,
and you have to cap,
yeah.
siphon off the hydrogen, and then you have to put it somewhere because hydrogen is explosive.
Okay. Now, how much water are they saying could be on Mars? Like it's filled
no,
with
there
flowing.
Are
flowing.
Yeah, there's flows of water that we've discovered areas in Mars that during the summer years or summer months
that are good for fishing.
Literally flows down
what
these
What if there
mountains.
Were Martian fish?
Well, first off, they also think that this water is coming up from the ground somewhere. So there is a potential that there's actually
water under the crust.
Either there is ice under the crust, or there could actually be liquid water like pools of lakes under the crust.
Oh my gosh, what if Mars becomes like a spa town?
Spa town.
You just like take a 2.5 year trip. To get
Fuck
to
yes.
Mars.
First off, and that would
and
be
then,
a glorious spa trip, too.
Yeah.
Because they would take you out there, all systems go. which means super pampered.
What?
I'm just saying, if you pay all the money to go to like Mars Spa,
yeah,
the flight out there's got to be fucking
amazing. So, that's like some Sir Richard Branson, right. You're being taken care of. Shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a flying private island.
Yep. Whoa.
Yeah. Welcome to
whoa.
That.
Whoa.
Yes.
Not just flying private island. Yeah. Flying space.
Private island.
Private island.
Yeah. Just think.
A planet.
Bubble.
Like a planet.
Yeah, but just think.
The planet.
You make a space station, like all science movies.
Like all science movies.
You make a space station.
No, the space station is the moon. Remember, we put the Circle K on the moon.
Oh yeah, oh, no, but so we next to the moon. Off, yeah. You next to the moon. First off, you take a space elevator.
That we built from the top down.
We built from the top down, because yes.
Yes.
You then hop skip to the moon.
Right.
Where you maybe take a couple days, acclimatize to the fact that you're not on
it's
Earth.
It's like when you have to stop in Boulder, Colorado before you go up to
anywhere.
what's the really high place where
Kilimanjaro.
People skate? It's not Kilimanjaro. Yeah, Kilimanjaro is nowhere near Boulder, Colorado.
Boulder Majaro.
No, my aunt and uncle. My aunt and uncle own a house. I want to say Telluride, but that's not it either. Okay. I forget. They own a house, but they have to like stop in Boulder or Denver or something like to acclimate to the
acclimatize
to the altitude because you get altitude sickness.
Yes.
So you stop in the moon first for a couple days, get used to it.
Get used to not being able to breathe any oxygen.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go to Mars.
So then you go, and you're like, up on fucking, up on the moon. Mm-hmm. Then you build a space station that is flat.
Out of Legos?
Yeah. That's flat. Then you put fucking ground, water, island, and then cover it with a bubble.
Why did you have to go ground, water, island? Wouldn't it just be water, island?
Well, the island's got to be on something. That's the ground.
But you already
so you
built
go
that.
Ground,
you built the space station.
Water.
Oh, so you no,
Earth.
You meant
I mean
you
dirt.
Meant you built a hill
dirt.
And then filled in out water dirt. Around
bingo.
The side of it.
Moat
bingo.
Around
yeah.
Me.
Bingo.
Ideally.
Yeah,
you
so it looks
an
like an island.
Island. Right.
But in reality
what
it goes
I'm
all the way down.
What I'm shooting for is a space station that looks like a Hawaiian island.
Right.
Covered in a bubble.
Biodome on Mars.
I was just going to say this makes me want to watch the movie Biodome again. With Pauly Shore.
So anyway.
Someone actually said
and
that.
And one of the Baldwins.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which Baldwin? Stephen Baldwin.
Daniel? Stephen.
Stephen?
Yeah,
Carl?
Stephen.
Carl Baldwin?
Carl Baldwin.
Carl Baldwin.
He's the used car salesman in Telluride.
In Telluride.
He's the highest Baldwin. But anyway, that's bald. That's bald.
By
right
elevation
there.
Or drugs?
Both. It's Colorado.
Yeah. Good point.
But that's bald.
It's legal, you guys. It's legal.
We have water on Mars. There is water on Mars.
Huge. Right.
This is crazy.
Fucking huge.
Cray.
So, my buddy Todd Stashwick, when this news was announced, tweeted, breaking news, Mars officially has more water than California.
Yeah, I know. I love it.
Yeah. Because we're in a fucking drought.
Yeah.
No that's why we're drinking shit. Wine and not water.
Yes.
Amen.
Sister. okay, so I'm going to talk about this one, too, because it fucking pisses me off as a lefty. Wow.
Something flashed over there. Was that a problem?
What? What?
Huh? Nope. Tom, you're looking at all the equipment. Is it all working properly?
No, I was just zoning
I guess.
Out.
Oh, it looked like something flashed.
Amazing.
Oh, never mind. It's the light on the side of the box reflecting off of your incredibly white kneecap.
Oh,
it's
nice. Not,
yeah.
That's good.
Yep.
Trying to think of something to say about
so,
my white kneecap.
Tom's the one blinking, not the equipment.
I love it. All right, here we go. I'm a left-hander. Oh, it is. It totally is. That's
RoboCop.
Amazing.
Yeah, see?
I'm a left-hander.
You are a left-hander.
This is a great story. Why some left-handed people are having big problems with the iPhone.
Oh.
Ooh.
And I didn't realize this.
Wait. Can I guess what this might be about?
Sure.
Okay. I don't have an iPhone. I have a Samsung Galaxy 6, whatever it is. I forget what it is.
Some Galaxy.
I should know. It's Samsung gave it to me. It's a Samsung Galaxy. Is
yeah.
It a 6? 6. Yeah.
Sure, maybe.
It has the thumbprint unlock thing, which I think is incredible.
Yeah.
Except I can't unlock it with my left thumb.
Did you program both your thumbs?
No, you can only program one thumb.
See, Apple can program up to all 10 fingers.
Oh, maybe I can.
You probably can, yeah.
That makes sense.
I probably can.
Yeah,
I just didn't realize that. Right now, it's only programmed to my right thumb.
Right.
And every once in a while, like when I'm walking through the airport and I'm carrying bags, I take my phone out with my left hand because it's the free hand.
Yeah.
And I can't unlock my phone. I'm
you
like,
you can add
fuck.
A finger. You can add a finger.
I need to do that.
Yeah.
Okay, so never mind. That's
so that's not it.
That's not what this
that's
is
not
about.
It. So first
damn
off,
it.
So check this out. I'm gonna do a little show and tell. So I have the 6 Plus. Now, not the 6S Plus or the 6 Plus S or however the fuck they do
the one that just came out.
I don't have the one that just came out. I have the one that came out right before. Because I'm a big proponent of big number increments, right? Like, I'll buy one when it goes to the 7.
Yeah. Got it, got it, got it.
I have a 6.
Right.
And the 6S is a little bit, you know, fancier, but
you also have to turn off that Wi-Fi assist shit.
I don't even know what that means.
Okay.
I want to turn that off right now.
Did you download the new iOS?
I don't download the new iOS until I stop seeing tweets about, my fucking phone got bricked because of the new iOS.
Okay,
so I just wait.
Here's the deal. If you got the new iOS, apparently there's this thing called Wi-Fi Assist, where if your Wi-Fi gets weak wherever you are, it'll automatically tap into your 4G.
It's using your data plan.
Oh, even when if you don't are know. On the Wi-Fi.
Yes, even if you are on the Wi-Fi.
That's well, when up. It can't detect the Wi-Fi. So yes.
No, it sounds like it's just like when the Wi-Fi gets a little bit weak.
It helps boost it with your 4G. Wow. So turn off your Wi-Fi assist. Otherwise, you're getting random data charges.
So one of the things to think of, right, is you can turn the, on the 6 Plus, you can turn the phone
on your side.
It becomes side, right?
Yep. He turned it from vertical to horizontal, people.
Right.
I understand that I have to describe what Alex is doing physically, but now here's the deal. Doing it.
If I have it in my right hand, and my thumb is on the home button, which is how I go home.
Yes.
And I turn it to the side.
That's what ET needed. And he just had to hit the home button. Yep.
Look what buttons are right by my thumb. Oh. All of my four bottom
your
buttons.
Your Safari, your phone, your messages.
It's the things that I put on the bottom of the thing.
Right.
And my home button.
Okay,
right?
Got it. So it's all right by your thumb.
But now I'm holding my left hand and I turn it to the left.
What do you do?
Oh, they're all the way on the other side of the phone.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
And that's just one thing. I just never, and by the way, I hate that you can turn the home screen anyway, because I think it's just the stupidest thing ever.
Yeah, that is true. Why, wait, I can't turn the home screen on my...
It's because it's the 6 Plus. It's because it's so big, you can turn it sideways.
See, but I also have one of those, like, I have a thing called Themer.
Right, so, you have like a custom theme.
It doesn't. But here's the other
thing. But here's the other thing. So that's just one little itty bitty thing. But everything on the phone is like that. That you just don't even think about. So the new phone, I just saw the new phone. It has this thing called the 3D Touch, right?
Okay.
So the whole concept is you can touch by just putting your thumb, you know, like resting your thumb on the screen, and it goes, that's a touch. But then you can push it harder, and it actually like clicks.
Oh, yeah.
And that's sort of like a second touch.
So
like
instead of double tapping?
Yeah, well, you can also double tap. It's a new, this is why they call it 3D, because you have sort of like lay your finger on it as one touch, push it a little harder and it clicks is one touch. Then you can push it one step harder and it clicks again.
Tip squeeze it that
These
harder.
Are like those fucking, you remember like just digital cameras, how people were like, hold the button down halfway.
Then push. Do full push.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is. And by the way, that's the new iPhone whole thing.
Really?
That shit drove me crazy, because here's the deal. No, but the thing is with that kind of crap, by the way, we both said here's the deal at the same time. That made me really happy.
It's all good.
Anyway.
What's the deal, Allison?
What's the deal?
What's the deal?
9 times out of 10 when someone's asking me to take a picture, it's because I'm at a party and I'm drunk. And I cannot, I'm softer. You know what I mean?
Yeah, like no dexterity.
Yeah, and so I can't feel the subtlety of pushing halfway and feeling where that pause is before you push it all the way.
Welcome to your phone being
can't do
the
that.
Whole thing.
This is why I'm on the Samsung Galaxy 6.
Do the whole thing. But here's the key.
Okay.
So
what's the key?
Oh, God. I have to change my seat for my flight. That's what my Samsung Galaxy 6 just told me.
That's very smart.
I know. Yeah.
And you should get an aisle seat because it wrecked.
No. I get a window seat because you get more personal space with a window seat.
You can lean against it.
You get to lean against it.
Yeah, but I'm a little claustrophobic. I need to be able to.
Whenever I'm
in
the aisle, I get
all the time. I need to get up. Here's the thing. Some flights, I pee every 20 minutes.
Okay.
Other flights, I don't get up at all.
Right.
But I don't want to be sitting on an aisle or on a window.
Yeah.
On one of those get up every 20 minute flights.
I get that. I just feel like when I'm in the aisle, I always get hit by the cart.
I'm very cart aware.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I noticed,
because
my friend was like, hey, check it out, I got the new phone. And I was like, I want to try this touch 3D shit.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, because the whole thing is like, so you know, like you're in your messages.
Yeah.
Like text message. You can do this thing where you do the first touch push.
Okay.
Brings up, like blows up a little sort of like window thing. Like it's a preview-y thing. So you can read the whole message, right?
Why was I not able to read the whole message before?
If you click, you're now in that message. So with this, you click
I don't
a little
have to
half,
go into the
and you're
message.
Not in the message. You're just seeing a preview of the
Got
whole
it.
Message
yep.
so you can read it. Same cool. with email, right?
Got it, yeah.
So you can see, read the whole email, but you're not in that. So you can just, if you just let go, you're back to your
Got
list
it.
Of emails.
Right.
So,
I don't have to take the 3 seconds to go all the way into the email, message thing,
read it, and then hit the inbox again. True. Yep. But if you think about it, that actually saves a little time.
It does.
Now, here's the deal.
Yeah.
You press a third time. Bam!
Yeah?
You're in. It takes you to that in email.
Got
right?
it.
So you're like, oh, fuck, I should reply to that. Bam!
You
and
just then keep you pushing. Whoa.
Keep pushing. Yeah! And then yeah. You're, now you're replying. Here's the weird thing.
Do I have to make that noise process. When I do
here's
it?
The weird thing.
All right.
So she shows me the thing, and I pressed, and I got the preview, and I was like, huh, I can't read it. My fucking thumb's in the way.
Oh, because you're left-handed.
Well, no. So then I thought, well, how do I solve this problem? And I realized... If you can't really do it on the left side of the screen because there's shit to touch over there. There's like things to do. But if I held it in my right hand and just scrolled and then found it with the on the side and no, pressed, I would see the preview. So the basically the and I didn't it didn't register to me left-handed. I just was looking at it and going, I feel like I can't read this.
Right.
Like I feel like I'm constantly blocking.
Did it have
my
anything to do
path.
With the fact that you're old?
No.
And
I checked. And I checked.
Wow. Allison, you'll get there someday,
like,
too.
You know, here's I just the feel thing. Like when I someone move... makes the statement, I feel like I can't read this.
Yeah.
It has more to do with their eyesight.
But here's the thing. When I switched it to my right hand and started, it. I was like, oh, this makes perfect sense.
Yeah. Dude, you would think yeah. Apple would think about
10% of their user base.
People. Wait, left-handed people are only 10%?
10%.
Oh, fuck them.
Hey, my wife's left-handed.
What? I thought it was more like 30%.
What?
But 10%, screw those guys.
Yeah.
Shasta McNair.
Actually, I feel like aren't there more left-handed people now because children are encouraged, like it's okay to be left-handed as a kid? Like when you were a kid, Alex, weren't you more encouraged to write right-handed?
No, I was the generation after people were being like
okay,
persecuted. Yeah,
persecuted.
Like, there was just, yeah, persecuted. Like you're yeah. a fucking abomination.
Yeah. Yeah, there was just that was just the news lately. Like this past week, some teacher scolded a kid
oh, yeah,
for writing with the left
were,
hand.
Yeah, yeah,
said
yeah.
You're like a sinner and you're gonna go
Serious?
To hell or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Dude, some teachers, I'm like,
what?
Most teachers, I'm like, I get it, buddy. Yeah. My heart goes out. You're doing
totally.
Good work.
Love teachers.
Some teachers, I'm like, this guy needs to be shot out of a fucking cannon.
Like Evel Knievel style?
Yeah.
Because like, he dressed up in a white leather suit and shot over like a bunch of
yes.
motorcycles?
With no helmet.
He wanted it.
No helmet.
Yeah, because it's punishment, not fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't want this guy to enjoy himself.
Obviously.
I want him to fucking feel scared and punished.
Duh.
Yeah. It's bad teacher tossing,
yeah.
Like pumpkin chunking or whatever it's called.
Pumpkin chucking.
Yeah. What do we got here, time wise?
It's only 37 minutes.
Oh, we got time for another story.
Yeah. Well, let's. This is.
We
great.
Got time to like
I'm
casually go into another story.
All right, I'm gonna casually. I'm gonna ask you what you guys want to talk about: drones or the death of the dive bar.
We do a lot of drones.
I'm sorry, death of the dive bar.
Death of the dive
that
bar.
That is absolutely what we're talking
okay.
about because that makes me sad.
So this is called drinking alone.
Oh. This is
so,
Alex, why
welcome
would you even
to
question
my world.
Which we should talk about? The
no,
name,
drones. You were all hot and bothered about
the
drones.
The name of our podcast is
know,
the
that's
half
true.
Hour
that is
happy
true.
Hour.
That is true. We're talking about
we
drinking.
We need more alcohol-related stories.
Okay. Well, this is sad New York City / L.A.
Oh, no.
It's
wait.
The death of the dive bar.
I just sent a friend to a dive bar.
Which one?
Which
where?
One? Though, because
the
did you go to
Snake
Pit. That's
yeah,
not a dive
that's
bar anymore.
Like,
totally
it's
still
a
dive
hill.
Bar.
It's,
like
it
a,
got,
it's
no.
just a classier version of what it was before.
Right, but that's the
still
thing.
A dive bar.
No, but that's the thing. What's happening with the gentrification of the inner city
okay.
is that the small places that you walk by, you don't even think about, but that when you're like, I just want a drink, you go in and everybody's kind of unhappy and drinking.
And you just always order like a scotch on the rocks.
Yes,
or something.
And it's the worst kind of
or
scotch.
Or like a Bud Light. Like
yeah.
you don't drink anything else.
Right,
those
yeah.
yeah. No.
Those places are getting usurped by cocktail lounges,
yeah.
by high-end bars. And the bottom line is what's happening is it's actually a reflection of what's happening with the cities in the world, which is an influx of young, wealthy people who want to live in the city, who want to have that. Whereas in the 80s, there was the whole yuppie movement out
right.
into the suburbs.
Oh.
Which was like,
oh.
we work in the city, but we don't want to be in the city because it's grody. We're going to go out.
Grody?
So it's grody.
You just
80s
used
word.
The word grody?
Yeah, because it's
that's
the 80s.
Yuppies.
Oh,
it's the yuppies
it,
who are like,
it.
This
grody
is like
max.
Grody
to the
max. This is grody to the max. We're going to work
gag
here
move.
And maybe
so,
go to
yeah,
like a deli for work for lunch. But then I'm going to go to my suburbs and I'm going to live like a rich style with other rich people, right?
Yeah.
That was the 80s. And in the 90s and the 2000s, there was this big mentality of like, we love, and it's really the hipster mentality of like, we love being urban and
right.
earthy and with the people and all that stuff.
Yeah.
And that's all fucking fine and dandy. But when too many rich people have that feeling, what ends up happening is all of the rent in those areas goes up and can't justify somebody who has a $4
beer.
Not even a fucking $4 beer. I mean, some of the dive bars are like $1.50 for a fucking Red Stripe.
Where is this place? Miller I would drink life. There
they
so much.
They don't exist anymore.
Shit.
Yeah, no, but you're right. Like, my neighborhood, they used to have a lot of dive bars. Now they're all in Toluca Lake. It's all, like, fancy stuff.
Damn it.
Because what happens is that the people that start to come in are wealthy people or upwardly mobile, I should say.
Yeah.
Not super wealthy, crazy, richy people, but the hipsters that have good jobs and want to live in this sort of urban environment. And then what ends up happening is because they're renting places at a higher and higher rate, then all of a sudden all of the rent goes up, including the dive bar's rent. And the dive bar goes, well, we can't afford it because we're a fucking dive bar.
So now we have to become something classier and charge more for drinks.
Well, no, we have to leave. And then what happens is somebody comes in and goes, well, I'm going to make a cool
I can buy this liquor license.
Right, exactly.
Wow. I love my dive bar. So what's the article saying then exactly? That's what's going on and it's just a trend?
Yep.
And we're losing our dive bars.
We're losing our dive bars.
Yeah.
But the reason Snake Pit became... Well, not a dive bar, because it burned down.
Yeah, it was a fire. But that said, this area, like, I mean, like when I moved in.
The classiest thing about the Snake Pit is now that it has one of those digital jukeboxes in it.
No,
I get
that.
It still feels like a dive bar.
No, I get that. But they did use it to be like.
There's still people who sit at the bar and are missing teeth. So, yeah.
But here's the thing.
Okay.
This area is going through a total change, right? So like when I first started dating Heather, this area of sort of Melrose Fairfax district was not a great place to be.
Didn't your house used to be the drug house?
It did, yeah.
Yeah.
Before she bought it.
Yeah, before Heather moved in here, it was a drug house with some guy named Medicine Wolf that lived in the back room.
Oh, Medicine Wolf.
What?
And when they first moved in here...
Hashtag Medicine Wolf.
Hashtag Medicine Wolf
you need
for
your drugs, go.
But when they first moved in here, they found some dude wandering in their backyard, and they were like, what the fuck? They called the cops, and the guy was like, oh, hey, sorry, I was trying to find my friend Medicine Wolf.
He literally said that.
Yeah.
He said, I'm trying to find my friend Medicine Wolf.
Yes, and the cops kindly escorted him off the property.
Oh, my gosh.
But so what I'm saying is that the Snake Pit was able to come back because of the fire.
Right.
But the real estate market in this area is going through the roof.
Yeah.
Snake Pit might not be able to stay for very long.
Oh,
and by the way,
don't say that.
When you go to Snake Pit, it's not a $2, $3, $4 bottle of, bottle of beer anymore. They're following the model.
You're right. It's like $6
or
$7
pretty soon,
for a beer.
The guy without the tooth is just not going to be able to afford to drink there and won't come.
Maybe he is. You can't judge the guy without a tooth. Maybe he doesn't have a tooth because he doesn't want to have a tooth, because he can't afford to have a tooth.
Right, but what I'm saying is if he can afford to be at that bar, all of a sudden he's not at the local watering hole.
Right.
He's one of the hipsters that doesn't fix their teeth because they think it's cool.
Right.
But can afford it.
I honestly can't think of any other dive bar in Los Angeles.
And they talked about this dive bar that was actually on Skid Row. Let me see, where is the fucking thing? Dive bar, Skid Row.
Dive bar.
Oh, it was, but it doesn't exist anymore.
I know, you're right, yeah.
Well, that's the thing, is everything is sort of like, so I guess there was this place called, where is it?
Now they're all like, hipstery, like fancy places.
Where cocktails are $14.
Like exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. That's the thing. And they even said that there was this place in, down by Skid Row, where it was like it was the best dive bar in Los Angeles. It was in this piece, and essentially what ended up happening was, it was called King Eddie's Saloon.
Oh yeah.
Skid Row bar that Charles Bukowski and John
Charles Bukowski. Are you saying you don't know who that is?
No, I don't.
Wasn't that Zach Levi's character in Chuck?
No, guys.
No,
Jesus.
Chuck, educate us.
I'm not joking. His name was like Chuck Bukowski
I forget.
Batowski?
I forget the show, Chuck.
Yeah, no, but yeah, who's Chuck? Who's Charles Bukowski?
Charles Bukowski, the author?
Okay.
Oh!
The famous author?
And John...
Yep.
Fante?
It's pronounced Fanta?
It's not pronounced
I don't know
Fanta.
Who it is. Actually.
Anyway, probably another Arthur. Another Arthur. And he was king.
Oh, my gosh.
The King Arthur. Anyway, but so they said that they started...
Yeah.
But the King Eddie's Saloon started marketing themselves as an authentic dive bar.
Oh, no.
And
so
the moment they did that, they were like, you're not an authentic dive bar if you say that you're an authentic dive bar.
Yeah.
And that was sort of the last vestige of the best dive bars in Los Angeles.
What about Frolic Room on Hollywood?
I don't know that one.
You don't know the Frolic Room?
Alex, can I have your computer?
Yeah, why? What's up?
Because I'm going to just check into my flight while
Do it.
We okay. finish this.
Do it. By the way, where are you going? Oh, you're going to New Orleans.
I'm going to New Orleans because, speaking of Zach Levi, his younger sister's getting married this weekend.
Oh, yes, that's right.
Yeah, in New Orleans. So I'm headed out there. We're going to have a grand old time.
Jumbo's Clown Room.
Jumbo's. I love Jumbo's.
I know.
Is that still up, though?
Yeah, it totally is. I just went there early. It was like the beginning of this year. I want to say it was like March.
But how much were the beers? Was it still a dive bar?
Or did it become a dive bar? So I don't know.
When I used to go there, the strippers would have to put their own money in the jukebox to play. It's a strip club?
What?
Yes.
Okay, well, that doesn't constitute
no,
a dive
but it
bar.
Does because they have to wear
it's
pasties.
It's the coolest strip club in Los Angeles.
Well, I wouldn't say coolest.
Oh, it totally is.
But it's a great
these
dive bar.
These girls have so much personality.
I don't know any strip clubs.
They just have these like...
Oh, what?
Alex. I'm very anti... Let me rephrase that. I don't enjoy strip clubs.
Me neither.
So I don't... I'm not anti-strip clubs.
I feel like
clubs,
you might
like,
enjoy Jumbo's Clown Room.
It's just... Yeah, they wear pasties. It's not like Foley.
Yeah, like
it's
you
just...
Don't- You don't actually
ambiance.
See anything totally inappropriate. Yeah.
It's not like Chris Foley.
But like they have, like no Chris joke, Foley. They have these like Foley. Personalities and they have
Chris
these...
Foley. Chris Farley?
These styles. They're just cool. It's just cool there. Sorry.
Are you getting a window seat?
What? I'm trying. I have to log in first.
First off, when are you leaving?
Sorry to get in the way of your...
Tomorrow.
Oh, what time is it? What time is
oh,
it?
Oh, should we go?
I'm saying... No, we're at 45 minutes.
Oh, we should go.
We should probably go.
We should finish
she's
this.
Busy anyway.
So, a little bit of news.
Yeah.
Oh,
a little bit
news?
Of news.
What?
Yes, but I wanted to prep everybody.
Yep.
We have been approached for our first sponsorship program.
Okay, this is different than Robert sponsoring us with wine.
It is. Oh, yeah. Totally. No. We got, like, a friend of mine reached out. Who works at a podcast sponsorship company?
What?
Wants to sponsor the show. So,
really?
Just so everybody's aware, nice acting, Tom.
I didn't know about this.
Who say what about what? So, just so everybody knows, we're going to prep everybody so that in the near future, in the next coming weeks, when you start hearing us saying, thanks so and so for sponsoring the show and talking about a sponsorship, it doesn't come out of nowhere.
Right.
And by the way, we're over the moon by the fact that anybody wants
awesome.
To sponsor our show. So we're very.
By the way, I just tried to change my seat 3 minutes too early. I have to wait 3 more minutes before I can actually upgrade myself.
Well, let's go three more minutes then.
Fantastic.
So this is great. So then just explain it real quick. Who's going to be sponsoring us?
We don't know yet. Okay.
We're just prepping people in case you start hearing
people.
Like that we're being
this
sponsored.
Episode of
yeah, it's brought
have
to you
our,
by
have
whatever.
Brought to you by pants.
Don't freak out. We're selling out is the point.
Exactly. But we're selling out so we can just continue doing this because
exactly,
it's fun.
Exactly.
And by the way, we will not be changing anything other than you
we
will
have
maybe
to say,
hear a sponsorship
you know,
thing.
Like when you listen to the serial and they were like, brought to you by MailChimp, whatever. That's
exactly.
It.
Yeah.
But guess what? The only reason we're capable of doing this, we're capable of selling out, is because you guys have made us so popular.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good point.
We're super
very
popular
good point.
Podcast.
Saying thank you so much for making us popular. And now because of that, you have to listen to an ad.
Yes. And we promise it won't be that painful.
We will try to make it as amusing as possible.
Yes.
We'll drink extra just to get you guys through the ad.
Yeah. Ooh,
I cannot even tell you how many. Worst. First off.
What?
The hardest, I will say that, because it's not worse. It was a great ad campaign. But
I
the
like
hardest campaign to get through when we were doing Dignation was end of the episode, super smashed.
Yeah.
And the advertisement was for the campaign against drink driving.
No way.
No, you just said drink driving,
drink
by the
driving.
Way.
Yes, specifically, because that's what they say.
No.
Yes.
Not
the
drunk
new campaign.
Driving.
No. Because a lot of people go, well, I'm not drunk.
Oh.
Yeah.
Then it should be called drinking driving.
But don't
but
drink
no,
and drive.
Not, you're not drinking
drink,
and driving.
Drink
you're
driving
drink
sounds
driving.
Just sounds like
anyway,
you're using
like you
grammar.
Don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Whatever. But the long story short is, hammered Alex seriously trying to read the advertising copy for a national campaign against drink driving. And by the way, was very seriously.
Yeah, please don't drink and drive.
No,
that
I was,
sucks.
I was emotionally invested in the ad campaign, but I was also fucking drunk as shit.
Oh my gosh.
There
okay,
some,
here's the
I
deal.
I can only imagine what
we
those
make
things
a promise
look like.
To all of us and our listeners that we will not accept any ad campaigns from people that have to do with drunk driving, because that's really unfair.
It is. I
also don't think they're going to want us to be a part of that, considering
you know, but the funny
happy
thing
hour
is
in the name of our show.
To be honest, the funny thing is they really loved the connection with Dignation because we were drinkers and we were like, don't drink.
Okay.
And by the way,
I will.
We do
make it a point. Like, we've already stated that for Drunksmiths, Tom and I will be Ubering here and back.
100%.
Yeah.
Not 100%. Together.
Not
unless
together.
Things go really well for us.
Oh my God. Tom, do not look at me like that.
Shut up, Tom.
I'm that good of an actor.
Tom,
stop it.
You're like, I'm not that good an actor.
Yeah, Tom.
I love it.
Okay, we need to anyway, show because right. I'm sweating my ass off. Anyway.
Sweating.
Email us if you want to. What's the email?
Halfhourhappyhourfans@gmail.com.
Good job. Follow
also,
us on Twitter.
Also, Twitter at halfhourhappyhr.
Yep, please do it.
Also, if you want to follow us individually.
Yep,
on,
good word.
Thank you. On Twitter, I'm at Alex Albrecht.
I'm at Allison Hayslip.
And at Tom Krajewski.
Yeah.
Krajewski.
Well, it's funny. No, he mispronounces his name on purpose so that people can spell it.
That makes
which
sense.
I love.
Honestly,
love
the reason
it.
You introduce Tom every episode is because I'm scared to say his name wrong.
That is fantastic.
Yeah. I've never
really
said
upset.
Tom's last name on this show.
You haven't.
It.
No.
Say it.
Let's see what it says. What do you think?
Krajewski.
Yeah, it's great. Look, you're done.
Still not going to introduce
yeah.
you. Yeah. Cool.
You're as scared of that as I am of spiders. All right.
Spiders.
Oh, spiders well, fucking
there's
suck.
There's a spider right on you.
There's
no, spider
Tom!
You. First off, that's the worst
Stop!
Acting I've ever seen. That is
was
drunk.
Awful.
That is.
Wait,
that,
now hopefully I can change my seats.
Tom, drinking Tom
Let's end
at
the
dinner
show,
theater.
I have to change my seats.
That's what that is. All right, everybody. That's it for this week's edition of the Half Hour Happy Hour with Allison and Alex. I'm Alex Albrecht.
I'm Allison Hayslip.
And Tom Krajewski is sweating and laughing in the corner.
Yeah.
Sweating so much.
Yeah.
We'll see you next week.
Bye.
With our ears.
Bye.